こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストと、各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリよりチェックしてみてください。先日ツイッターでお知らせしたんですけれども、今日はちょっと皆様にご報告とお詫びをしなければいけないことがあるので、最初にその話をさせてください。今週月曜日にバイリンガルニュースのグッズ販売を行っている公式サイトが第三者による不正アクセスの被害を受け、過去にグッズをお買い上げいただいたお客様の個人情報、名前、住所、電話番号、メールアドレス840件分が流出した可能性があることを確認いたしました。経緯といたしましては、同日朝配送代行業者よりストアの注文情報にアクセスできない旨連絡が入ったため調査を行いました。その結果、第三者がウェブサイトに不正アクセスし、顧客情報のデータベースを削除した上で、コピーが欲しければビットコインで対価を支払えという趣旨の脅迫メモを残していたことが発覚いたしました。被害の発覚後、ストアのサービスは即座に停止し、ウェブサイト自体を閉鎖いたしました。また被害内容につきまして、警視庁サイバー犯罪対策課及び管轄の警察署に通報し、個人情報保護委員会に報告しております。データベースにはクレジットカードの決済情報やパスワードは含まれておりません。被害に遭われた可能性のあるお客様にはすでに個別でご連絡しております。また閉鎖サイトを閉鎖する前に商品をお買い上げいただいていた分は通常通りに発送作業を行っております。再発防止のため各種セキュリティ証明書の強度の見直しや個人情報の暗号化のほか、モニタリングでの不正アクセス事前検知などセキュリティ対策を抜本的に強化していきます。今回の事態を厳粛に受け止め、最高水準のセキュリティを確保できるまではグッズ販売を全面的に停止いたします。再開時期については追ってお知らせいたします。皆様に多大なるご迷惑およびご心配をおかけする事態となり、私もマイケルも皆様に深くお詫び申し上げます。申し訳ありません。
We are truly sorry for any trouble this may cause and for not being able to protect our website users' data from this attack. We are taking every measure available to us to prevent any further inconvenience to our users and to protect their data in the future.We will ensure that our website is among the most secure sites in the world before reopening. If you have bought something on our website or have created an account, please be wary of any suspicious emails or other contact you may receive in the near future. It truly breaks our hearts. If you have any questions or requests regarding this issue, please do not hesitate to contact us at bilingualnewsjp@gmail.com. We are substantially upgrading our security and will be doing penetration tests with cybersecurity expertsand ensure that even if our site is being targeted, that it will remain secure. We will provide a more detailed report once we conclude our analysis. Thank you for your very lovely, forgiving, and supportive messages. They have maintained our spirits through this difficult period.
はい。今マイケルも言ったように、問い合わせ先として bilingualnews.jp@gmail.com 常に開けてあるので、もしご質問等あればそちらにご連絡いただければと思います。また流出した可能性があるということでこちらからご連絡差し上げた方々には大変恐縮ではあるんですけれども、迷惑メール、不審メールなどに、より一層ご注意いただけますと幸いです。1個目Facebook Reality Labs がVR ヘッドセットをサングラス並みに小型で軽量なものにできる新技術を発表しました。これまでのヘッドセットは分厚い屈折レンズを使用し、また焦点を合わせるためにレンズとディスプレイとの距離が必要だったため、ゴーグルが分厚く重くなっていました。新しい技術ではフィルム状の薄いホログラフィックレンズを使用し、レンズの中で光の反射を行ったり来たりさせる構造を取ることで距離を稼ぎ、軽量化を実現します。現時点では 3D プリンターで作成したフレームにレンズをはめ込んだだけなので、光源やディスプレイドライバーをどう組み込むかなどまだまだ課題があり、商品化には数年かかるとされています。
Facebook Reality Labs has revealed a new VR headset technology, which is lightweight and about the size of sunglasses. Until now, headsets have required thick lenses, which needed a certain focal distance from the eyes, resulting in bulky headsets. The new technology uses a film-type holographic lens, which refracts the light within it, enabling a smaller form factor. Currently, the headset consists of holographic lenses inserted into a 3D printed frame, so issues such as inserting the light source and display driver remain before the technology can go to market, likely in a few years.
Yeah. So, 今多分一番軽いもので 500g とからしいんだけれども、これは、まあ、これは本当にそのフレームにレンズがはめ込んであるだけだから、まあ、軽いのは当たり前なんだけど、見た目としては、普通のサングラスに近い。
Mm. They look a little bit thicker than...
うん、あの、3D の映画のメガネみたいな感じ。
Mm. The, you mean the polarized ones? Because the old 3D glasses were like paper.The cyan
right, right, right.
and the...
Ah, right, right, right. そうね。そう、あの、最近の方は、そう、あの、yeah.
Mm. And this one utilizes polarization also, right?
This one, the new one?
Yeah, this Facebook one. Doesn't
yeah,
it use so, polarization?
Yeah, so, なんか GIF がついてたけど、その今まではその距離を物理的に稼がないといけないから、うん、まあ、すごく分厚いこうかけた時に、まあ、目の前にこう重いものがぶら下がってるわけだけど、
うん、
今回はその物理的な距離を、まあ、光をこう前後にバウンスさせることによって稼ぐっていう方法を取っている。
And it's color limited also?
これはそう、うん、まだなので全然こうもうすぐ商品化されるみたいなところまでは全然行ってないんだけれども、ただまあいくつかの課題をクリアしている、
うん、
から、まあ、今後こういうふうにすごく軽くなるんだろうねっていう感じ。
When's the last time you tried virtual reality?
多分もう2年以上は前だよね、うん、多分番組で話したのが最後だと思うから、
うん、
そっから一回もやってないかもしれない。一時期すごいね、マイケルと一緒にお台場でやったり、あの秋葉原のエロいやつやったりしてたけど。
Well, I didn't do the 秋葉原 one, but
right, そこからちょっとなんかそもそも忘れてたっていうか。
Mm. So my brother got the Oculus Quest.
Is that the latest one?
It's wireless. It's entirely contained. So everything's like you don't have to plug it into a computer. It's not that heavy.
Hmm.
And
So it's ああ、そっか。It's completely wireless.
It's totally wireless. And you just put it on your head and it turns on. And it has cameras mounted on it so it can see your hands.
Is it heavy?
Mm-mm. I don't know if it even weighs 500 grams. I guess it might. But if you get it strapped onto your head really well, it doesn't bother you that much.
Because I think the latest ones that we've tried together... they had wires from the ceilings.
Yeah, that's the vibe.
Attached to the goggle, right?
The one my brother got, he could just pull it out of his backpack anywhere and just throw it on.
How much is it?
I think he paid like 35,000 ぐらい.
Ah, 安いね.
Yeah, and I tried it, and I have to say, VR is here. Like, I was blown away. Because you just... It can see your room, too. So...
Oh, like AR?
Yeah, like AR.
So what kind of software did you try?
I tried a game called Pistol Whip, where you It's like Time Crisis, but 1 trillion times better. Okay. You know Time Crisis, right?
No.
What? You don't know Time Crisis? You've Mm-mm. been to Gaesan, right?
Mm.
You know the game where you step on the pedal to duck and like pop out and then you shoot the blue and red, the red guys?
全然わかんない。
Oh. Okay. Well, it has like a gun and you like shoot the screen at Gaesan. Okay. So it's one of those types.
Yeah.
The pistol whip game, you don't move your position, but you move your... You don't move your feet in the game, but you move your 上半身 a lot.
Hmm.
You can actually like get on the ground and like roll around and stuff. But you're dodging bullets and shooting the guys that are trying to shoot you. But the bullets are like pretty slow, kind of like the Matrix.
Okay.
So it's kind of like dodging a tennis ball or something.
Okay.
If someone threw a tennis ball at you, like そのぐらいの speed.
じゃあ結構体を動かさないといけないっていう感じ?
Yeah, you get really sweaty and tired and shredded very quickly. And there was also a boxing game, and I was trying to beat this guy, but I have a lot of experience striking and boxing, so I just kind of thought, oh, I'm just going to beat up all these guys in this VR thing. But I got my butt kicked, and I couldn't really figure out like how to punch hard. So at first I thought that I could just save my energy and move light. But the accelerometers in the game actually measure, like really measure how fast you're punching, like how much acceleration there is. So you have to punch like 本気.
気持ち悪くはなんない?
There are brief moments where something glitches and you feel like you're going to fall on your face. Like if it... but that was very rare. I would say it's much, much more reliable than the experiences that we had with VR several years ago. I didn't get sick at all playing the shooting game or the boxing one.
そっか. すごいよ。結構それ用のソフトいっぱい出てるのも。
Yeah, there's a lot. People are making... There are a lot of independent developers that are like making weird games where you only do like one thing. Like you flip a bottle or something, whatever, you know? So, I love it. But there are some weird side effects, I think.
今私がハマっているヒョンビンがネットフリックスでもう一個ドラマに出てて、それがなんかすごい変なファンタジーの話かと思ってたらAR の話で。
So is it augmented Hyunbin?
No. Like, it's about AR game. ちょっとブラックミラーっぽい話なんだけど、それを見てた時に、ああ、ARでゲーム作ったらこういう感じなのかなっていうのがちょっと想像できた。なんか例えばその剣で戦う分にはいいんだけど、ユーザー同士、その本気で手が出ちゃうとダメじゃん。なんかヒートアップして本当に殴っちゃったりとか。 だからユーザー同士が実際に触れ合ったらレベルが下がっちゃうとか、その頑張ってHP貯めてレベル上げたのに、それがまあ下がる仕組みになってるとか、まあそういうなんか細かい設定がちょいちょい出てきて、ああまあこういう風にやんないといけないだろうなとか。まあそのドラマで出てくるようなのはなんかこう街と連動してる 感じのゲームだから、さすがに危なくてそれはできないと思うけど、 なんかポケモン GO をはるかに超える感じで街と連動してしまってるから、でもこういう風になったらやってみたいなとは、ちょっと正直 VR より AR の方が酔ったりとかはしないさそうじゃん。
Well, I think VR is at a level now where it's not really a problem. And you could still have tracking issues in AR that make you feel weird.
I guess.
It was really solid, and you can actually run advanced or heavy games on a computer and then wirelessly connect that to the Oculus. So you can actually do things that are beyond its performance. But if it was just like glasses, you know, the kid sitting in the back of the classroom is just definitely not paying attention, you know.
Right.
You just disappear into a total virtual world. Like,
Yeah, I wonder where it's gonna go.
Well, if this was available right now, would you get one? If it was like some Mangosan?
I don't think I'll buy one, but ただこれを見たときに、やっぱりこう、なんだろう、あのゴーグルがすごく大きいっていうことが結構な枷になってるなって自分で気づいた。やっぱりなんかよっこいしょって感じじゃん、感じだし、その例えばみんなでなんていうの、そのテーマパークみたいなところに行ってみんながこうかけるってなると、こういうマスクみたいなのをしてその上からかぶるじゃない、衛生のために。なんかそれもちょっと嫌だし、それがこういうメガネの形だったら衛生面もそこまでね、別に誰かが汗かいても拭いちゃえばいいけど、大きいヘッドセットだとちょっとなんかこのふわっとしてるところがさ、なんか人の汗とか吸い込んでそうでちょっと嫌だなとかあった。
I think everyone's going to have their own device like this, and it will kind of be like a phone. I think it'll just be so, you know, when you spend some time in the VR, and I spent like several hours, my mom basically had to kick me off. Because it's so weirdly immersive.
だこれぐらいのサイズが今あって、例えば映画館に行った気分を味わえるとか、その大画面で映画が見れるっていうのを、このサイズ、このメガネのサイズでできたら、それはやりたいなと思う。
So my mom tried it. And I got to watch her put this thing on for the first time, and she's just like, what's going on? What's that? Wow. She turns around, she looks out the window, she's like, there's mountains. It's so beautiful, you know? And she's like in this room, like the, I guess like the menu room.
Oh, okay.
Is like this, it's like $1 million Airbnb on Mars or something. And it just has this insane view. And so just in the menu area, my mom's mind is just completely blown. Hasn't even started a game yet.
そっか。
Yeah, it's, I don't see it going away, and it will start to suck humans into these virtual worlds. And people will find ways to be productive inside these virtual worlds. And then there will be financial incentives to engage in various virtual behaviors.
そうね。だから個人的にはゲームっていうよりはそういうこう、なんか美術館に行けるとか映画館に行った気分味わえるとかそういうのができたら、
You can control reality. So if you want to see, you know, what the night sky looked like, when the Mayans were around, you can just rewind it and experience that.
Yeah.
In some ways, it feels like a time machine or, you know, a portal.
Yeah.
The graphics are just creepily good. Every object you can interact with in these environments. So I spent like an hour in some stranger's apartment just looking at like their china, you know, like plates, and looking yeah. at like various objects. It's pretty bizarre.
Yeah, ne, ma, mada, tabun, kono size naru made jikan kakari sou da kedo, kou natta ra hoshii kamoshirenai. Tsugi. ネットで誹謗中傷やいじめを受けた際に人によって受けるダメージの度合いが異なる要因を調べるため、東京大学の研究チームが12歳から18歳の青少年6403人を対象に調査を行いました。ソーシャルメディアで受けた誹謗中傷やいじめの経験と個人の性格や社会的背景をクロスにかけて分析すると、感情的スキルの高さとメンタルヘルスの良好さは必ずしも連動しないことが分かりました。感情的スキルの高さは感情を同定、理解、表現、制御、利用する力によって定義されますが、対人関係においてはそこにさらに他者の感情をどう扱うかが追加されます。チームはさらに長期的な研究が必要とした上で、対人関係における感情的スキルが高く、他者の感情を理解する能力に長けていると、攻撃してきた相手の意図についていつまでも考えてしまう可能性があると推測しています。
In order to investigate the differences in distress experienced by people who are subject to cyberbullying, a research team at Tokyo University conducted a survey of 6,403 people aged 12 to 18 years old. The researchers analyzed the experiences of people who were subject to cyberbullying, as well as a cross-section of their personalities and social backgrounds, and found that emotional competence and mental health are not always correlated. Emotional competence can be defined by the ability to identify, understand, express, control, and use emotions. However, it also includes how we deal with other people's emotions. While the team says more long-term research is needed, they speculate that having high social emotional competence in understanding how other people feel can result in prolonged rumination about someone's intentions after being attacked online.
So, 論文では intrapersonal と interpersonal。intrapersonal と interpersonal。そのまああのコンペテンスの違いっていうのがあって、要は、intrapersonal に長けている場合っていうのは、まあ、自分の感情についてだから、それを、まあ、うまくマネージできるっていうのはメンタルヘルスが良好になることに優位にあの働くけれども、
うん、
interpersonal、その他者の気持ちを考えるみたいなのが長けていると、逆にそれが足を引っ張ってしまうっていうことがあるんじゃないかっていう。
So intra is like within.
So
as a prefix, and inter means between. So like intranet, internet.
そうそう。そう、ちょっとね、英語だとあの、どっち言ってるか、そう、はっきり言わないとどっちやねんってなっちゃう時もあるけど、
うん、
そう、だからなんでこの人はこんなこと言ったのかな、なんでこの人はこういうことしてくるんだろうっていうのを、まあ、すごく悩んでしまう、
うん、
なんか変なこと言ってるわって片付けるっていうよりかも、その相手の気持ちに立って考えてしまうことが逆にこう自分を傷つけてしまうとか、まあ、dwell という言い方をしてたけど、まあ、そこにこう、うん、ね、ずっとそれを考えちゃうっていう。
Well, sometimes I think it can bother people not knowing why. You know, if they just knew why, even if it was, you know, a terrible reason, they'd be like, oh, okay. But we get stuck in like, why? You know, like the this Jackie Chan meme kind of like, why?
So, で、そもそもやっぱり同じこと言われて、 まあ、平気な人と全然平気じゃない人っていうのがいて、その差は何なんだろうっていう話なんだけど、
うん、
まあ、そのね、例えば誹謗中傷を受けた時に、その元々の気分とかさ、元々どういう状況に置かれてるかっていうのもあるしね、
うん、
なんかこう気分がいい日に言われるのとさ、なんか気分が良くてすごい強い感じ、自分がよっしゃーみたいな時に言われるのと、元々なんか落ち込んでてそこにさらに何か言われるとか、
うん、
元々ちょっと気にしてた時にそれを輪をかけるように言われるとか、まあそういうのもあると思うけど、
It's like the, you know, the last straw, right?
いやいや、そうそうそう、 So, last straw 日本語でなんて言うんだろうね、そういうの、最後の、お、ん?追い打ち?追い打ちをかけるみたいな。
Well, the full expression is the last straw broke the camel's back, I think.
Mm, yeah.
So it's like, if there was one less piece of straw, then the camel would have just carried it.
Yeah.
But this, you know, it's, everyone has some straw on their back, you know,
yeah.
at any given time. So it's interesting, you know, this study is about cyberbullying, but you know, bullying is still bullying, whether it's you know, the old school physical bullying or the cyberbullying. There's a lot of the old school bullying wasn't necessarily physical, it was just like making fun of someone, and you can absolutely accomplish that in a cyber context.
Yeah,
you know,
まあ、しかもやっぱりネットってなるとこう人数がすごい膨れ上がっちゃうことがあるわけじゃない?
うん。
だまあ最悪こう学校だったらまあ一クラス何十人って決まってるわけだけど、そのネットだとその最大の人数の限りが決まってないので、
うん、
何千人とかから一気に攻撃されるみたいなことがあり得るっていう。
うん。
そうすると顔も見えないし、それは怖いよね、やっぱり。
And on your screen, on your device, you can only really look at one thing at a time on your phone.
Yeah.
So you just have like, you can have like this one bad thing on your phone, and it's like, wow, the entire internet just, you know, thinks this. But it's not really, it's not true, obviously.
ね、しかもやっぱりなんか、人間のそれはサバイバルに必要だったからかもしれないけど、こう、100個いいこと言われても、1個すごいひどいこと言われると、どうしてもその1個言われたひどいことが記憶に残ってしまうじゃん。
うん、
でそれをこう、なんでこんなこと言われたのかなとか、すごい考えちゃうっていうのは、まあ、誰でもあることだと思うんだけど。
Yeah, we're threat oriented, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そう。だまあ、それがこう、さらに助長されちゃうようなエモーショナルコンペテンスを持ってる人っていうのが一部いるねっていう。
How can people improve or strengthen their emotional competence to be more resilient to cyberbullying?
だからこういうなんていうの、メンタルヘルスとの向き合い方というか、自分を守る術っていうのは、まあスキルとしてできることって何個もあるわけじゃん。で、それをみんな大人になっても模索してるし、まあセルフヘルプの本とかもいっぱい出てるし、いろんなクォーツとかね、ネットにも溢れてるわけだけど、そういうのって実はすごい大事だけど、学校では絶対教わらないじゃん。なんかそういうことこそ、こうみんなが共有しておいた方がいいんじゃないかなっていつも思うけど、なんかみんながそれぞれ自力で学ばないといけないっていうかさ、こうシェア、みんなそれぞれ性格とかテンデンシーは違うにしろ、シェアできるあの作戦というかさ、手立てって結構あると思うんだけど、それがあまりこう教育みたいな形でみんなに共有されてるわけじゃないから、
I think oftentimes the rumination comes from I mean, really, giving too much weight to what some person, you know, just said on the internet. And if you yourself are not an internet troll, if you yourself have not engaged in that sort of going around just shitposting, then you don't really understand how casually and how flippantly people are doing this. You can't really imagine it like yourself, 自分から, right?
So
I think it's important for people to know that a lot of these comments from these cyberbullies, the cyberbully themselves are doing this in a very casual and flippant and sort of a careless way. And we sometimes misinterpret this as like a careful, thought out attack, you know, where this person has really analyzed your life. But usually it's some loser who's has too much time on their hand. You know, it's not. So I think one of the most important things you can do is to not give too much weight to things people say on the internet, because generally people who are shitposting and doing cyberbullying stuff are not doing it for reasons other than their own, you know, insecurities and life problems. And they should obviously be focused on themselves.
そうね、なんか確かにこう自分がわざわざネットで例えば誰か個人を嫌な気持ちにさせようとか攻撃しようって言って誰かにわざわざ話しかけるみたいなことをしないから、仮に自分がやるとしたら相当な意図を持って結構なエネルギーを費やしてやるだろうなって想像しちゃうじゃん、だからやっぱ自分がされた時にそれを反映しちゃうっていうのはあるよね多分。なんかすごい自分のことを考えてめっちゃ分析した上で言ってきてるんだろうなっていうふうに勝手に想像しちゃうけど、実際は本当にもうなんか3秒ぐらいしか考えないで適当に言っただけとか、で言った瞬間にもう忘れてるとか、だからこっちだけがこう覚えてて悶々としてるみたいなのはあるだろうなって確かに思うけど、
And as a percentage, those shit posts where people thought for only 3 seconds, there's going to be way more of those because it only takes 3 seconds, you know?
Yeah. なんかこれ言うと怒る人もいるかもしれないけど、前にある作家の人と話してて、作家の人っていうのはすごい時間をかけてもう全部の神経を込めて本を書くわけじゃない、それでもすごい変なことを言ってくるとか誹謗中傷してくる人、だからその普通の批評っていうよりも、もうなんかボロクソにわざと傷つけるように言ってくる人、なんかそれをアマゾンのレビューとかにめっちゃ書く人っていうのはいっぱいいて、それをなんかどういうふうに対処してるのかって聞いたら、その人はなんかアマゾンで悪いレビュー、本の悪いレビュー書いたことあるって言われて、いやないって言ったら、でしょみたいな、だから本の悪いレビュー書いてる人なんてみんな変なやつしかいないんだよとか言って、だからそう思うようにして気にしないようにしてるって、まあ彼女がどこまでそれを本気で思ってるのか、まあ傷つかないためにそういうふうに自分に言い聞かせるしかない可能性もあるし、まあ事実として本当に変な人が多いのかもしれない、それは誰にも分かんないけど、でもまあなんだろうね、確かにこう本読んでさ、あんまり面白くないなって思ったところで、それをこうわざわざレビューのとこに行って、これはこういう理由ですごいつまらないとかさ、書かないもんなと思った。
Wouldn't you just think like it's written for someone else? Like this book isn't for me. でも普通に、
そうだね。そう、私にとってはつまんないかもしれないけど、他の人にとってどうかわかんないからね。なんかつまんないということを、そんな声高にみんなにお知らせしてあげなくちゃっていう使命感はあまりよくわからない。
Like if I go out of my way to read Fifty Shades of Grey, and I'm like, this is so lame. Like I don't like the story at all. What is this weird sexual fantasy stuff? This seems like something written for someone unlike me.
そうなんだよね。だからそれを思うのは自由だけど、なんかそれをわざわざ書きに行くっていうのがなんかその笑っちゃうっていうかちょっと面白いよね。よく考えるとね。
I'm more sympathetic to critical reviews of movies, and sometimes I feel like it's like an art. Like, yeah. I read movie, like, reviews shitting on movies, and sometimes I'm laughing so hard because and I don't even I may not even dislike the movie that much, but there's like a beautiful comedic art to complaining about things that works like the best in the movie context for some reason. Did you watch it?
いや、映画見てないけど、そのレビューがやっぱりみんなあまりにもボロクソすぎて、そのレビューがめちゃくちゃ面白い。
うん。
あの、だその、作った人を貶めようとか傷つけようとかっていうんじゃなくて、単純にこう突っ込むっていうかさ、うん、なんじゃこれは、みたいな突っ込みだったら別にいいというか、まあ作った人はそれで傷つく場合もあるかもしれないけど、まだマシというかさ、At least it's entertaining for other people. って思うけど。でも自分はなんか、なんだ、悪いレビューとかをさ、見ないようにしてる。けどなんか、たまにさ、あの、そのことを言ってくる人いるじゃん。なんていうの、なんか、レビューですごい変なこと言ってる人がたくさんいるけど気にしないでねみたいなことを言ってくれる人が結構いて、あの見てないから、あ、なんかそんなすごいこと言われてんだとか
なんだ、逆に見ちゃう。
いや逆にもう見れないけどなんか見てないから気づいてないんだけど、それをこう教えてくれちゃう人がいるっていうか、善意でとか、なんかそのどこで言われて、まあ掲示板とかなのかな、わかんないけど、なんか、なんだろう、結婚してから変わったみたいに言う人もいるけど、私はそうは思いませんみたいなこととかを言ってくれるときに、あ、そんなこと言われてるのかとか、そのなんか、善意で悪口を教えてくれるときがあって、それもちょっとなんか、なんか、面白いというか、不思議な現象だなと思うけど。
Yeah, It's almost like high school, but it's very different too.
そうね。
I feel like、
ま、しかも全員知らない人だからね、その出てくる登場人物すべてが、会ったことない人だから、なんか面白くない？
うん。Yeah.
なんでニコニコして
んの? No, I was just, for some reason I just remembered how everyone shat on the Sonic trailer and they couldn't even make it to the movie. Like, like these days, people are so critical that like, they can't even get the trailer out. Like the trailer risks the product instead of promoting it. You know what I mean?
でもさ、I think
if they
that
just
movie,
released Sonic.
No, but I think because they were able to fix it.、Mm-hmm. だってこの間ね、iTunes US 見てたら、その Sonic the Hedgehog がランキングに入ってたの。
Uh-huh.
And I was like, who's watching this? って思ったけど、正直。
People,
でも。
People are watching it?
うん。でもだからやっぱ直したから、直せたから逆に良かったっていうケースもある。Mm-hmm.とは思うんだよね。だからその絶対にこう何の作品もディスっちゃいけないみたいには思わないけど、ただそのやっぱレビューとかね、こうみんなが見るところで Amazon とかでさ、その人が一生懸命こう書いた本をこんなクソみたいな言うのはなんかやっぱちょっとどうかとは思うけど、
ね。A book is so personal. You know, like if you write a book, like it's
なんか映画ってさ作っで参加してる人数もすごいじゃん。
うん、
みんなで作ってるものだから、まあ一人になんかボロクソ言われたところでって感じだけど、本ってこう一人でね、もう徹夜とかしてさ、缶詰になって書いた、なんか一人で作り上げたやつを、なんかそんなボロクソ言わないでって思っちゃう。
Yeah. It would just be, I mean, how much effort and how long does it take to really write?A book, I mean, from what I hear, it takes, if you're fast, it's like a year.
すごいよ。
But people spend like 5 years on a book.
Yeah.
Or more.
いろんなところにインタビューとか、まあ小説だとしても、すごい調査とかして、めっちゃ頑張って書いてる しかもなんか人を楽しませようと思ってそれだけで作ってるのに、
うん、
で私は結構なんか芸人さんとかコメディアンとかをすごいつまんないみたいな感じでボロクソを言うのもなんかよくよく考えたらだって笑わせよう他人を笑わせようと思ってすごい頑張ってるわけじゃん笑わせてあげたいと思ってすごい頑張ってて、うん、それが結果自分にとってつまんなかったからってなんかこいつクソつまんねえみたいな言うのってさなんかひどくないただただ笑わせようとしてるだけなんだよ
Yeah, well, in American comedian culture, it's kind of permitted to shit on and, you know, say if a comedian's not funny and often insult them.
で、アメリカも日本もそうで、なんかこう芸人はつまんなかったらつまんないってすごい厳しく言ってもいいっていう、なんかそれがもう浸透してるし、多分芸人さん本人もそこまで気にしてないのかもしれないけど、なんか、そもそもっていうところを考えるといつも私は不思議な気持ちになるの、uh-huh. なんか人を笑わせるっていう職業っていう時点ですごい特殊じゃん、
mm.
でよくよく考えたらすごい可愛い職業じゃん、
mm.
そのやろうとしてること自体がさなのにそれなんかボロクソ言えて結構ひどいなみたいな
Well, we use the word clown as an insult
Yeah
But clowns、ね、are just trying to make kids laugh Could you have a more likePure like an innocent job you know but we're just like you fucking clown get out of here
なんかさこうすごいくだらない芸ってあるわけじゃんこう頭を使うっていうよりかは、うん、もう見た目とか体の動きで笑わせるみたいなでテレビとかで見てると、うん、なんだこの子供向けのくだらないやつと思っても実際にこうステージとかで生で見るとすごい笑っちゃったりするわけよう
ん
でなんだろう本当に生身の人間がすごい頑張って一生懸命やってる。で、その結果、生で見たらすごい面白いってあるから。
But、
そういうのを見ちゃうと。
I've also seen like a clown type performer on the street and they're doing these tricks and stuff and there's like, it's in the middle of like Shinjuku on a Saturday and there's like three、yeah. people watching.And no one, like, no one cares.
Yeah, but then, like, you don't really go up to them and tell them, like, こんなのつまんないよとかさ、
You're terrible.
言わないじゃん。
The way you honk your nose is wrong. You're supposed to reach over like this.
そう、絶対言わないじゃん。だってかわいそうだもん。
Yeah, I don't understand the personal, you know, impetus to, like, actually confrontSomeone who has clearly good intentions be like, dude, you're really bad at making the world a better place.
そう、本当にそうなんだよね。そう、なんか good intentions しかないのに、だ本人には絶対言えないって多分たくさんあるよね。
うん。
なんかこうみんながなんとなく言っていい、なんかそのこの芸人つまんないとか、こう軽くみんなが言ってもいいし、うん、別にね、それを言ったからってすごい悪い人みたいに誰も思わないけど、実際それをじゃあ本人に面と向かって言えるかって言ったら言えないしも言いたくないよねなんか
Have you ever shouted boo like while being in a crowd before?
スポーツとかってことでしょ
Or just like you know a DJ totallyMangles a transition or
それはない、それはすごい意地悪じゃない そんなことある怖い
I don't know I don't know
スポーツとかだったらあるのあるかなあるかもしれない
But there's like this So I've had friends who like to do that sort of thing Like try to get something started in a crowd Like nothing's wrong And then like this guy will just be likeBoo! And then you'll start to hear a couple other like, boo! And then all of a sudden, people are booing. Like, you can actually start, like, control crowd's behavior just by going first. And if you go first and nothing happens, nobody even notices. There's no cost. And nobody even knows who you are anyways.
Yeah.
So there are these people who get off on sending a ripple through the matrix,by being that guy in the crowd、
right.
who just yells like, you suck! or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then it changes the mood of like hundreds of people.
Yeah.
In seconds. And I've seen it.
Yeah, it's, それが楽しい、really、楽しい気持ちもわかんなくもないよね。なんかこうさ、一体感というかさ、があるわけじゃん。それが結果としてネガティブなものなんだけど、ネガティブだろうがポジティブだろうが人間は一体感を感じるのが好きじゃん。
うん。
その場にいる、その空気っていうか。Yeah, I might have done that. Maybe like at some soccer games or
not Britney
UFC
Spears.
Or definitely no. not Britney Spears.
Have you ever booed at a concert?
No. I don't think so. Oh, maybe when Eminem came, he made us wait for like half an hour or longer.
That's not that long.
And people were
I waited like
so
an hour
pissed.
For Red Chili.
Oh my god.
すごいね. Well, Red Chili, when I saw them, played a really short set.
Oh.
And people were like, what? That's it? I love Red Chili though. I love the chili regardless. But in that moment, people were like, oh, you know, because they were really looking forward to it. But,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I don't know. Stuff happens. Probably has liver damage or something.
Well, with, yeah, so maybe it was closer to an hour, maybe, that when Eminem made us wait, but it felt like a long time. And it was at, どこだったんだっけ、まあ、とにかく椅子もないような会場だからみんな立ってるわけじゃん、And it's so crowded and people were really mad. And it was actually scary. But yeah.
Daft Punk was incredible. And I don't even like Daft Punk that much. Daft Punk's like okay. But Daft Punk live? Oh my god. There was a group of steroided giant European footballers, I don't know what they were, but they were just running over humans at the front of the crowd. and two of my friends got mowed flat.
No.
These two girls. And I almost went down. I grabbed somebody and just like rode. But that was just absolutely insane.
Oh, man. Yeah, weird, but concerts are fun, right? それこそそのあまり好きじゃないアーティストでもコンサートはめっちゃ楽しいっていう人は何そのアーティストいるよね。
Yeah, it's not necessarily about it's not just the music that you listen to by yourself.
Yeah,
you know, like the
そうそう
the concert vibe is different.
Yeah,
like Flying Lotus or Incubus was really good live.
I saw Nelly one time and it was really fun. Like when I think I was in high school.
It had to be.
And I wasn't really interested, but I went with my ex-boyfriend and I actually had so much fun.
Hmm.
でもやっぱ一番楽しかったのね、Pitbull とか、なんか、あのみんなで来た時があったの、なんか奇跡的に。It wasn't just Pitbull, but like he brought, I don't know.Whoever, just everyone. あの界隈の。
I can't get over him throwing that clean knockout punch on this one guy that like got on stage. You haven't seen
this? I haven't seen it, no.
Oh, okay.
It was not even his concert. It was like they brought so many artists.
Uh-huh.
でなんか次々やるみたいな。It wasn't even a festival, but I don't know what that was. とにかくなんかいろんな人が来て。その中にペッポーもいて、That was so much fun. あれが一番楽しかったかもしれない。
ペッポー。
いや、もみくちゃだったけど。
Hotel Motel.
Wait, what? Hotel Motel Holiday Inn. That's not ペッポー。
Oh, it's not. What's that? I thought that was ペッポ
ー。あ、そっか。No, it is ペッポー。
I'm the Pitbull expert now. There is a 0% chance that wasn't Pitbull.
え、待って、ほ、あ、そうだね。Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, yeah. そうだね。
Yeah. Let me know if you have any other questions about Pitbull.
I think he came with... Oh, I forget. もうなんか、え、なんていうの?あの、記憶力がもう死に耐えているから何も思い出せないけど。次。
NASA has launched the Lunar Loo Challenge, which offers $35,000 in prizes for the best space toilet design for relieving oneself while in lunar orbit or while on the surface of the moon. The design specifications require that the toilet weigh less than 15 kilograms, be smaller than 120 square centimeters, consume less than 70 watts, and operate creating less than 60 decibels of noise. Furthermore, the toilet must be capable of collecting up to 1 liter of urine and 500 grams of fecal matter per use, as well as 114 grams of female menses on average per day. It should also stabilize the urine to minimize airborne particulates and allow for easy maintenance. It must not expose the astronauts to vacuum. NASA plans to utilize the toilet in 2024.
NASA はルーナールーチャレンジを開始し、月面軌道上及び月面上で用を足すために最適な宇宙トイレをデザインした人に賞金$35,000を提供します。デザインの要件としてトイレの重さは15キロ未満、120平方センチメートル未満、消費電力が50ワット未満で騒音は60デシベル以下である必要があります。さらに1日最大1リットルの尿と500グラムの便及び114グラムの経血を収集するキャパシティが必要です。尿の浮遊微粒子を最小限に抑えて安定させ、メンテナンスを簡単にすることも重要です。また宇宙飛行士が真空にさらされることがあってはいけません。選ばれたトイレについて NASA は2024年の利用を目指しています。
Yep.
うん。
Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, ないです。
Nothing?
え、だ、全然想像もできないんだけど、どういうものになるの?
It's like a toilet, but in zero gravity. So right now they use a fan, suction, basically, to direct the trajectory of fecal matter. So in the International Space Station, they only have a Russian-designed toilet.
How does it work? So you take off
your
pants. So you take off your pants?
And you take off your underwear.
Yeah.
And then there's a male and female version for urination.
Is it like a vacuum cleaner?
It's like a loose Dyson. For peeing.
It doesn't
like clamp onto anything, but it's like a funnel. And
right.
The funnel
like,
has vacuum.
It's like oxygen mask for your vagina.
Yes, but
right.
The flow is reverse.
Yeah. Okay.
It's flowing away from your vagina.
So it's like... So it's kind of like a Dyson version of airplane toilet, right?
Yeah.
It's
Except
just
it,
like
it needs
sucks.
To be sucking the whole time, though. Because there's
no
gravity.
Right.
And you don't want to have a seal because you want to have the air moving. So you don't want to have it sealed to your vagina. You need to have airflow.
Okay.
And the air is what carries and directs the urine. And
okay.
In the ISS, you poo that goes into a bag, and then the bag is placed in a waste storage. And the bag is just lining like a bucket, and I guess that has vacuum also.
Okay. So you change the funnel each time, or how does it work?
The current one, I think they just clean it. They change the bag each time for fecal matter.
So they want to upgraded?
They need a way smaller version that works in on the surface of the moon also. So the ISS version is huge.
Ah, so なんだ.
And heavy.
Ah, okay.
And it wouldn't work in... It's not really designed for low gravity. So on the moon, you have 1/6 of Earth's gravity. It's not 0G. So on the moon, you can use something closer to a terrestrial toilet.
Hmm. Ah, 本当だ. Ah, okay. I'm looking at the picture now. Mm-hmm. Ah, ちょっと思ってたのと違った.
What was different?
I thought I was thinking of something more like a vacuum cleaner, like more like mobile.
Mm.
But this, mm-hmm. the funnel is fixed on the sink, huh? It's attached to the sink. Sinkish looking thingy.
They have some hose thing too, I think.
Okay.
It's like mounted up on the wall. I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, the one I'm seeing is attached to the sink-looking thing, and you just sit on it, I think.
Yeah, usually it has... I think it has both parts. Hmm. It has the hose thing, and it has the thing you sit on.
Okay.
I believe they actually use toilet paper in space. It's not... Okay. It's not like washiretto. They don't have washiretto in space.
That's going to be really hard, right? Because... water particle.
Well, if you have sufficient vacuum, and you can have like a precise, you know, if you have AI vision poop targeting and you have a vacuum and you use a little water laser and I mean, it could reduce tissue or toilet paper use. How many rolls of toilet paper are they hoarding on the ISS right now? You know, like, toilet paper is heavy. So they may be able to save weight by installing some sort of a space bidet system. I don't know. Maybe the splash problem is exacerbated in 0G and it's the worst idea ever. I don't know.
I mean, it sounds complicated, right? Because it shoots out and then it hits your butt and then there are splashes everywhere.
Yeah, you need like that new Japanese supercomputer to figure out like what happens.
Yeah. ISS toilet でググるとなんか故障っていうのが結構出てくるね。
壊れちゃうと困っちゃう。It's broken a few times and they had to... they've actually had astronauts chasing turds in 0G.
Oh god.
And it came out and they had to catch it.
Ugh.
It's just
I feel so bad.
I think it was a pump failure. Okay. And
well, they definitely need a new toilet then.
I think you can have So I think the toilet, so if you're sitting vertically, right, the toilet should be like a flask shape, like it's wider at the base than at the top, and tilted at 45 degrees, or maybe a little bit less, maybe like 20 degrees, shallow, you want a shallow... impact angle on the wall of this flask shaped cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
And then you spin the cylinder. And you spin the cylinder. And the flask walls like this, combined with the shallow impact angle and the spinning cylinder, the walls will be like an uphill slope relative to the centrifugal force.
Mm-hmm.
It'll essentially drive the waste downward and out towards the side, right? Okay. So this is how you can have fecal containment in a 0G environment.
Hmm.
This is my submission to NASA for the toilet. It's a rotating flask-shaped cylindrical centrifuge with a low fecal landing angle and low drag coefficient surface, so like Teflon coating or something. And the cylinder is spun using a two-handed crank, and a light comes on when you get the toilet up to speed. So once the toilet has reached the appropriate RPMs for receiving your fecal deposit, then a light will come on. So it uses zero power. You could actually add like a baffle or a filter and use the centrifugal force to separate liquid from fecal matter as well for processing.
Are you submitting it?
Well, I'm sure there's a bunch of problems with this idea. I haven't really thought about it that much.
This is exciting, though. なんかどういうアイデアが出てくるのか見るの楽しみじゃない?
Yeah, it's I hope it's like way better than what they're doing now, because you know, I want like the best toilet experience in the world should be zero G. Like you should go to like you should want to go to space to have that zero G toilet experience.
Yeah, だといいね.
Yeah. 次. In a study published in Nature Human Behavior involving epilepsy patients and health volunteers, researchers from the National Institute of Health found that people recall certain common words like pig, tank, and door more often than other words like cat, street, and stair. In their study, patients were shown pairs of words such as tree and cup, and then a few seconds later were shown only one of the words and asked what its pair was. The researchers found that patients seemed to be able to recall some words more easily than others, regardless of its pairing, with the top five words out of 300 words being shown seven times more likely to be recalled than the bottom five words. The researchers then created a computer model which predicted the memorability of words and found that it was able to generate more correct predictions when factoring in semantic similarity. Weizhen Ji, lead author of the study, stated the following: "We found that some words are much more memorable than others. Our results support the idea that our memories are wired into neural networks and that our brains search for these memories just the way search engines track down information on the internet."
Nature Human Behavior に発表された研究で NIH のチームが転換患者と健康なボランティアを対象にした実験で、豚、タンク、ドアなど特定の単語は猫、通り、階段といった単語より思い出しやすいことを発見しました。実験では被験者に木とカップなど単語のペアを見せて、数秒後にそのうち一つだけを見せ、片方の単語は何だったか尋ねました。その結果、組み合わせに関係なく、被験者は特定の単語について他の単語よりも簡単に思い出すことができるようであり、300単語のうち上位5単語と最下位の5単語を比較すると、上位のものは思い出される可能性が7倍高くなっていることを発見しました。さらに単語の覚えやすさを予測するコンピュータモデルを作成し、意味の類似性を考慮に入れるとより正確に予測できることも分かりました。研究を率いたウィーゼン・シエ氏は以下のように述べています。一部の単語は他の単語よりもはるかに印象的であることが分かりました。今回の結果は、人の記憶はニューラルネットワークに接続され、検索エンジンがインターネット上の情報を追跡するのと全く同じように、脳がこれらの記憶を検索しているというアイディアを裏付けるものです。
Yep.
So, semantic similarity があったら、ランキングも同じような感じになるってこと？その
It's
上位に来るなら上位だし、下位なら下位ってこと？
My understanding from the researcher's metaphor with Google search is kind of like you would rank something higher. In other words, it would be more memorable if it had more backlinks. So I think semantic similarity is kind of like, it's kind of like a backlink. So how many other words are semantically similar to this word? And that's how many essentially backlinks that word has. In other words, it's referenced by other words. So words that have that kind of semantic hub quality about them are easier to remember. And I think it's because we have more mnemonic tabs on them in our minds. They're also suggesting that there is a relationship between words, well, basically the English language and the structure of our minds. And it makes sense because human minds made language, so we would expect that to be the case. But there may be inherent qualities to words or parts of language that we are more primed for for because of evolutionary reasons or otherwise.
この番組聞いて英語の単語を覚えようとしてる人とかまさにあると思うけど、こう、一発で覚えられる単語と、なんか、あ、またこの単語意味忘れちゃったみたいな。何回も調べてんのになみたいなあるじゃん。
There are words that are clearly like difficult to remember for whatever reason.
そうそうそう。You know? で、別にすごい長い単語とかスペルが難解とかっていうわけでもないのに、なぜかなかなか覚えられないとか。と逆に、なんでこれは一発で覚えられたのかなっていう、それもこう理由がよくわからないみたいなことって、言語を勉強してるとよくあるけど。
I'd be interested to see research like that, you know, like、
ね、
the sort of the inherent incompatibility of certain words with、human neural structure. You know, we may not, our priming may be weaker for the recall or the learning of certain words. You know?
なんか不思議だよね。
So they, I wanted to find their list of words, obviously, right?
Yeah.
But it's, the study is paywalled, so we, and it's not elsewhere, so we don't have access to that. But some examples that they gave of easier to remember words are like the word tank, and the word doll, and the word pond. And then other words that were more difficult to remember were street, couch, and cloud.
なんでだろうね。面白いね。
Yeah, so and their initial research was designed around epilepsy research. And they had, I think, 30 epilepsy patients, and they were comparing them to healthy people. And they noticed something weird in their data about people's recall ability in these pairing tests. And so they conducted additional research and meta-analysis of other research that may have found a similar phenomenon. They found other research that had determined that there was some people's faces were hard to remember. Nazeka. And some people's faces were very easy to remember. And that easiness or difficulty remembering a particular face was quite common across people. So this, it was like certain faces are, something is an inherently easier to remember about it than some, you know, really, what for whatever reason, forgettable face. And there are like forgettable faces. Like you meet someone, it's like, oh, this person looks like everybody.
まあそうね、なんかこう変わった顔っていうの、 変わった顔とよくある顔っていうのはまああるもんね。変わった顔の人の方が覚えやすいというか、なんかどこにでもいそうみたいな風に言われる人の方がまあそれはメモラブルではないだろうけど。
Do you think it's there's a relationship between like a face seeming common and it also and it being difficult to remember? So if a face is
yeah,
common,
that's what I would assume, right? I mean, if you look special, then or really unique, then can't really forget.
People want to be remembered the first time they are met by someone, right?
I guess.
Don't they? They don't want to be forgotten. What's the point of that?
Well, I'm always guilty of forgetting people's faces and names.
Yeah.
So, I guess for me, it's not really forgetting. It's more like not remembering to begin with. Like not putting efforts to remember their names and faces to begin with.
Yeah, sometimes I meet people and I just don't have the intention of interacting with this person again. Not for any personal reason or anything about
like
them.
Yeah, like when you go to house parties and stuff, like, this is James, Ben, I don't know, whoever. 言われてる時にも、言われてるそばからもう忘れてるもんね。聞いてないというかさ。こう。まあ、本当に必要だったら後でもう一回聞けばいいやって思っちゃうんだろうね。すごい良くないことなのかもしれないけど。I don't know. But yeah, this is interesting because, well, I guess because this is, これは母国語でしょだって。
I'm not sure if that was specified, but they seem to think that this phenomenon applies to all human beings. Even if you don't speak English, they think that these words could be easier to recall if you learned English later, like that because of some
if you learned it later,
structural quality of our brains.
Right.
That's like older than or as old as language, I guess.
So
yeah. And yeah. Words are so weird. I feel like not a big enough deal is made of like words. Like language.
Yeah, I've been thinking about I'm teaching myself Korean now, right? So I've been thinking about languages a lot. Like, 例えば、音だけでもさ、なんか例えば私今まで韓国語のこと何も分かってなかったし、そんなにちゃんとしっかり聞いたこともなかったから、単純にみんなが、日本語と韓国語すごい似てるんだよっていうのを真に受けて、なんかこう、音に関してもすごい似てるのかなって思ってたのね。なんかその構成が。でもどっちかっていうとアルファベットに似てるっていうかその子音と母音が自由に組み合わせられるからそう考えると例えば日本語ってさどんだけ母音好きなんだっていう言語じゃん、もう母音がないと喋れない言語だからさ、その全てのもうま、以外はもともとひらがなとしてもう子音と母音がセットになっちゃってそれを引き離すことはできないわけじゃん。なんかそういう言語って他にあるのかな。私は今まで西洋の言、まあ、その何英語、スペイン語、フランス語とか、まあ、ポルトガル語とかしか注目したことがなかったから、こう韓国語が逆にそのアルファベットに近いその音っていう意味で母音と子音の使い方っていう意味でっていうことに気づいた今、じゃあ逆に日本語みたいにもうその文字からして母音と子音がセットになっちゃってる言語って他にあるのかなとか、それ今すごい不思議に思ってる。誰か知ってたら教えてほしい。
And there must be, right? Because it,
it works. まあその世界で日本語しかないっていうのはことはありえないと思うんだけど、私がその着目したことある言語っての中では日本語しかないから、うん、急にそれが気になってきて。
Yeah, Japanese is weird.
いや、なんかここまで母音をその多用するというか、そのなんか全てのこう言葉が母音で終わんないと、まあ、ん以外はね、終わんないといけないっていうさ、逆に不思議だ、うん、不思議だなとか思ってきた。
いや、I'm thinking about, I don't know. Language just really trips me out when I start thinking about it. Like this study is talking about, you know, how we're primed for certain words. That there's some sort of deep quality about our language that we're actually not aware of until like this study. Like we're, there's weird, subliminal, like embedded effects, like some, there's some kind of language in between the lines of language, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like so much of what's going on in the world today is, I mean, we are just fraught with a misunderstanding of words and people operating with totally different meanings of words and operating with different contexts within which those words are said.
Yeah.
So some people imagine that this is being said in this context, and the other person, perhaps the person saying it, is thinks that they're saying it in this context.
Yeah.
Right? And so there's, language has gone like to some super epigenetic like level of like this epistemological evolutionary something. I'm not sure how to describe it, but there's a, it's just, it's the only thing that explains what's going on in the world is a phenomenon of language, a phenomenon of dictionaries, mismatched dictionaries.
Yeah.
And linguistic misunderstanding, sinister recontextualization. Yeah. Just the information landscape has become like this. It's like an ecosystem, a violent, deep jungle ecosystem of like linguistic packages consuming each other. And it's all, language is always a lie because it's always a lossy compression of whatever it is you're actually describing. Like the real thing is like infinitely more detailed, right?
Yeah.
Even if it's just like a cup, as soon as you describe it, now you're sort of outsourcing, you know, the implications of that initial tag to whoever the listener is. Like it's their dictionary, not yours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Somehow I feel like there are solutions available in the domain of language refinement that aren't being pursued. Rather, we see language abused and used against people. The phenomena of language have become more devious than just the traditional American advertising.
I guess 逆に言うと、だからもともとその人間が考えていることってすごいアブストラクトなことが多いし、例えばその、
mm-hmm.
そこまでいかない、例えばカップだけだとしても、まあ、カップっていう言葉によってすごく簡素化されてるわけだけど、そのめっちゃ元の要素をめちゃくちゃ圧縮する、その言語っていうもので 逆に言うとここまでみんながいろんなことを共有できていること自体がすごいことだよね。それをこう、
yeah.
忘れてしまっているというかそれを忘れてる、忘れててこう言語で何でも伝わるはずとか、みんなが同じふうに共有されてるはずって思いがちだから、
うん、
こう誤解が生じた時とか話がつなが通じてないなっていう時に、まあ、こう喧嘩みたいになったりするというか、今なんか、
yeah.
私の頭にあったのはあの、まあ、J.K. ローリングがずっと炎上してて、そのあれもこうよく見てるとセックスとジェンダー、それの定義がみんなこう、結構それぞれ違う、
うん、
から違うんだけど同じ言葉を使って喋ってるからなんだろう、うん、違うものを指してるんだけど、それがお互い分かり合って、そのことに気づいてないでずっとこう並行して喋ってるとか。
There is just a staggering unawareness of the fact that most people are miscommunicating most of the time. And like, it's if every time I communicate with someone, I ask them, can you please explain to me what I just said? In detail. The whole thing. You know, like my harangue just now about language. Someone could say they understand, but if I ask them to explain what I said back to me, we're not going to have the the perfect, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone is trying to explain the same concept in their own words from their own understanding, we need to have more awareness of the fact that this is not a high fidelity transmission.
Yeah.
This language,
so,
you know, the small mouth noises. It doesn't matter, you know, how many, you know, what the file size is of the audio. We're still moving these meat flaps on the front of our heads,
yeah,
to make mouth noises, and it's so it's crude.
本当にそうで、なんかそれを踏まえた上でやっぱりなんかツイッターで140文字でこう全く顔の見えない知らない相手とやり取りして喧嘩しないとかね、こう誤解を生まないとか、相手を傷つけないとかっていう方が逆に難しくて、その140文字ですごいいろんなことを伝えるっていう、もう逆にアートフォームみたいな感じでそれができるっていうのも言語の素晴らしいところであるんだけど、ただそのなんだろう、それは逆にレアで、
うん、
っていうのを忘れると結構危ないよね多分。
いや、It's,
そこの限界っていうか、
I'm just like dumbfounded by how everyone seems to be operating with the assumption that we all have the same dictionary. If there's no misunderstandings, people are just bad if they have a different opinion from you. People are crazy if they have a different opinion from you. It's ridiculous. And once you reach total communication failure and an inability to reconcile epistemological worldviews, you will have to resort to violence. So this problem, I think, is the primary, you know, problem. And especially in political domains, there, the pressure on these sorts of interactions to go poorly is like really high,
yeah,
for some reason. I don't know what to do about it, aside from we all plug into some algorithm and it decrypts everything we transmit. But, or we can just, I don't know, people just can just chill out and let things take more time, let everyone explain themselves better. I don't know. But
yeah.
But this phenomenon itself, like the topic just doesn't really come up, you know, the topic of like, The fact that we are failing to communicate.
Yeah.
You know, everything is embedded in failed communication. No one is like breaking the fourth wall and like, you know, really, and not just saying it's like, it's one person or it's one side or it's one anything. This is inherent to human communication.
I think Ted Chan, the SF sci-fi writer, likes to talk about this. Like, mm-hmm. やっぱその言語自体の今こう人類が持っている言語のリミテーションというか、なんかそれをトランセンドする何か新しい言語がないと解決できないことって実はあってみたいな話を、まあ複数の、まあ、彼が書いたストーリーの中に出てくるけど、確かにその How の問題じゃないことってあるじゃん。なんかもうその、どんなにベストを尽くしてコミュニケーションしたとしても誤解の余地があるというかさ、
There has been research in the domain of seeing if we can construct some form of visual communication. And the idea is that perhaps using virtual reality or something, you could transmit a sentence, except that it would be a three-dimensional object. And the person could hold and touch and interact with this object, and then they would know exactly what you mean. It's almost like, it's like Braille or something. Like, how do you get from bumps to, like, meaning, right? So the idea is that there could be a computer or AI application, something in the future that can optimize some sort of 3D, any sentence, any word, any book would have a 3D physical representation that meant that only more clearly than the book could. Do you know what I mean? And then you would look at it and you would interact. You'd like look at this ball for like 15 minutes and then you would know everything in the book. But whether our brains are capable of that, we're not sure yet.
Yeah. Pig and tank and door. Well, yeah, language is interesting. なんか母国語でもさ、よくよく考えたさっきの母音の話じゃないけど、なんか母国語だからこそ面白いことってのもあるよね。こう、学んだ記憶がないからあまりちゃんと分析したことがないというかさ、それを改めて考えてみると、なんか他の言語と比べて考えてみると、これってなんでこうなってんだろうみたいな結構あるし、
There are a lot of expressions in English that so I was watching a live stream of the dismantling of the CHOP autonomous zone in Seattle, and I guess that just happened yesterday. I saw some like comment where someone said it's been real, and for some reason I just like thought about that and tried to translate it into Japanese. And me and my girlfriend were talking about it, and like,
yeah, 難しいよね。
There are a lot of expressions like that. It is what it is. It's been real, you know.
Yeah. そうね。そもそもその、
現実だった。
その it's been。
It's been real. It's been a ride. Or like, what a ride.
Yeah.
What a ride. Yeah.
そういうの、その現在完了進行形っていうのが日本語ではそもそもないっていうか、だからなかなか難しいよね。
What's your best approximation?
I don't know. Like, you would have to explain it. Like, you can put it in Japanese, but you would need to explain it.
Like, it's been real?
Yeah.
Hmm.
でもやっぱりなんか構造的には英語ってすごく簡単というか、なんか、あ、英語がこう世界の共通言語、共用語として結構使われているっていうのはすごい納得するというか、なんかあまり例外も少ないし、ルールがもう 定まってる。あまりこう臨機応変さがない言語じゃん。だから逆に勉強しやすいしっていうのはあるよね。
Well, it's the language of like business and
yeah,
pretty much everything. In a professional setting, it's often English, going to be English. If you're in, you know, Europe or India or most places.
Yeah, なんか irregularity が少ないよね、すごく。少ないし。ルールが多いというか、その主語をすっ飛ばしちゃダメとかさ、語順を変えちゃダメとか、全部決められてるから。So, 文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad で、ダウンロードしていただけます。
Yep.
英語表現解説エッセイや各エピソードごとの宿題のプランも用意していますので、英語を勉強している方はぜひ使ってみてください。 Twitter、Facebook、Instagram もやってるので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい？
Yeah.
Yeah. 終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。